Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're still on Point of View. Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, last week, you may remember that there was a protest in an area very close to Lanesia, and we spoke to City of Johannesburg's Joburg Water, you may remember that, and we spoke to the community there at Pumlam, Ginkana, that place, Pumlam Kashi. Yes, that was the name of the place, very, very close to Lanesia. And there was a back and forth, if you may remember, about the issues there. The issue, obviously, was that there was an operation conducted by Joburg Water. They went to switch off and cut supply to an informal settlement, which is Pumlam Kashi. And, of course, the community then were not having it and asked them to leave. They then, you know, stopped the operation. We had a conversation with both the Joburg Water as well as the residents. And Joburg Water was saying, well, they will come back. And the issue for me was whether they had supplied, tankers with water as required by the law, actually. They said they would do that as soon as they had completed their operation. We're back here where the community again protested today. Let's hear why they did that today. Community leader Thabo Mabekenyana is on the line with us this evening. Thank you so much, Ndati Thabo. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pumela, and thank you for having me tonight.
All right, maybe just fill us in, since the last time you protested, what happened?
Okay, the last time we protested, we ended up having few meetings with the authorities, your Johannesburg Water, your MMCs, even though we didn't get Mr. Jack Squire Lapese, but we managed to get to his office and we spoke to his spokesperson, which is Mr. Patrick. I just forgot his surname. Mm. And then on our conversation, he put it clear on what is happening and why we're having all this operation that have been happening on the ground. But now, at some point, we had to question him to say, but you guys did something that is what was maybe disturbing because of, as leadership, we were not told, but we were sitting meetings with so-called Johannesburg Water and the what you call it, the MDs, which is with Kahiso, I forgot his surname. Mm-hmm. And then we had some agreements there and there, but there was no proper resolution that was taken to say, we are now coming to your area to uproot the illegal pipes. So unfortunately, that came as a lightning, and then it struck, and then this is what we're experiencing today.
So there was no plan, there was no agreement, real agreement to say going forward, this is what we're doing?
There was none, I can tell you, because of the very same meeting we said. It was not only for a few days or for a few months. It's been an ongoing meeting that we had with Johannesburg Water concerning the what you call the illegal connection. But what we said in the meeting was to say, all right, Pumlam Kashi has got 21 sections. Now, if you guys are complaining to say your network has been steps or so forth, can't you maybe come up with an alternative? And then if you cut per section, then you bring an alternative, because of we are embarking to say we need to have a long-term plan. That is your colonial traps or your standard pipes. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of to be honest with you, these church tanks are just tempering with our community's lives, because of, you know, we've got chronic people, we've got people that are sick, and then with Georgia tanks, we are a bit skeptic, we are scared, and then we didn't say we want Georgia tanks, but because of the alternative, we can't just leave our people with not even a single drop of water. And as I can tell you now, Pimelo, in the area currently, as I speak to you, we are now a target to say we have been given some money, we accepted the Jojo tank to come into the community, and so forth. Now it's a lot that is happening. So in short, what I'm trying to say is, even the march that took place today, I don't dispute the march. I just applaud it. Okay, if the community are just taking to the streets, and then they say they want to just go and see for themselves what is happening, because of they feel like we have failed them. But for the fact of you don't just get a service delivery within a wink of an eye. What happened is, you need to know that there's plenary, there's budget, there's execution, you need to have your monitoring and evaluation, all those kind of things, they need to be in place so that everything takes place rightfully so to the community. You understand? So What is happening is today, yes, we experience a march because of a certain individuals who took this opportunity to say, okay, there's a loophole there and there, and then we are just going to take to the street, and then we are just want to give the mayor or whoever the memorandum, and here's our demand. And on the other hand, we are sitting meetings with your authorities together with the councillor, trying to pave the way of service delivery, not only in Mpumalanga, in the entire ward. But now some people, they feel that we are failing them because of they want everything to happen on their own way, which is impossible. And what I heard from one of them when he was maybe alluding to the man, she was saying, no, they want Joel Kota to open the valve of the illegal connection. To my surprise, was to say, illegally cannot be legal. But what we can do as leaders, we must fight for something that is constant, something that's going to be there for years, which is a basic service delivery, a true basic service delivery. That needs a budget, that needs a proper way of doing things, not us doing what we're doing. I was not expecting to say we must have a match so sooner, but it's fine, it's good, it's okay. Let them do that. But I know that the very same area, it's been left. We have a councillor there who engages with anyone. But one thing people must understand is, councillor cannot be my friend. And the councillor will not say what I want to hear, but she will always tell you the right way of doing things, which people, I've just seen that it's very painful and it's very sour for people to hear when you have to follow the right route of doing things. You understand me?
So it doesn't look like as a community you agree on how to manage this thing going forward.
Yes. On the first day of the march, when there was a picketing there, we called everybody to one place, and then we explained to them, like, look, as your leaders, we'll try and engage and we'll try and understand where does this come from and why are we having this kind of a situation if we've been sitting meetings with Johannes Bekota. They're putting us under the bus, to be honest with you, because of today we are being named a so-called tender what and not so, and we haven't received anything in fact. But what we told ourselves is we will keep on fighting the battle of bringing about the service into the community, which we are still doing it. Like I'm saying to you, we have sat with the office of the MMC, we have sat with Johannes Bekota, and we personally, I told Kagiso from Johannes Bekota that you need to come to the community and account, because by today, we are now being called names because of you guys. And I understand how they work as Johannes Bekota, but the thing of coming to the community and just cut, sometimes it's not nice, but it's always good to do things and understand that we are having community, we are having sensitive community sometimes because of just uprooting thing and then you leave just like that. It's going to make us fight amongst ourselves of which is happening now. They are blaming us, yes.
What's the way forward? I mean, today there was a protest. What's going to happen tomorrow, for instance?
Okay. This is what is going to happen. Like I said to you, we have set meetings and that area that is being called Enesia, particularly Ward 120, is called a council who is working wonders for the community, even though that it's not going to satisfy everybody. But I'm happy on how she does things. She's been going up and down trying to find a solution on this water issue. Now, what needs to happen is people were supposed to wait for the right people to come and hello, are you still
I'm still there. I'm still here.
Okay. Me. Yes. We are now on a phase to say authorities need to come to the public and give them the right way of saying, okay, your councillor and your leaders, they came to us looking for service delivery. As authorities, we have went 1, 2, 3, 4, this is how far we went, and then this is what we are bringing to you guys. Since from you guys have you were without water, this is how far we went. Or since you guys have promised you to come and say, yeah, it's service delivery, this is how far we went. So unfortunately, this particular individuals, they just took that to say no. They saw an opportunity to run and want to rise, and they wanted to be seen like they are the ones who are doing things. Unfortunately, you have to have patience. on this kind of thing.
Looks to me like we're going to have another conversation where all the stakeholders are in one room and we can take it forward. I really appreciate you for talking to us and just giving us a sense of what's happening now. Clearly, as you can hear, you know, not everybody being on the same page. A community leader at Phumla Mqashi, this is Neil Lenezia. We've spoken to them before. It's Thabo Mabekenyana. And I think we need to bring in other people to have this conversation.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.